I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. All of us like to share. All of us like to talk. And there are a few of us who like to just listen to other people sharing and talking. So when you make yourself stand out by being that person, people are going to love you. People are going to flock to you.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Welcome to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all that, a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic, something that when you hear someone talk about, or you think about, or talk about yourself, these topics of discipline, confidence, mental toughness, going and getting it, making it happen. If you just even hear the phrase work on your game, a lot of this show is about self. It's about you developing yourself personally, developing yourself professionally, athletically, emotionally, any way that you want to develop and get better in life. It is really about looking inward to yourself and maximizing you so you can become your best self. Whatever your best self looks like, this show is about helping you get there. It's actually more about helping you do the things necessary to help you get there, because you're the one who's going to do it. It's not the show that's going to do it. You're the one who's going to do it. But I want to let you know that even though this show is so much about self, and I've even talked many times on the show about you don't need to listen so much to what other people's opinions or pay so much attention to what other people are doing or let other people's negative or even what they consider to be positive opinions or advice to you affect you as much as what you say to yourself and what you think about yourself. Today's topic is when it makes sense to listen to what other people think. Because there are times that it does absolutely make sense to listen to another person, whether that be a person you know or a person that you never even heard of or a person that you wouldn't even think would have anything to say that you need to listen to. There are times that it does make sense to listen to what other people think. I'm doing this episode because I want to make sure that you understand that the many points of emphasis that I made on this show, the opposite for almost everything can apply. Almost everything that I talk about here, you could take the opposite, and there are times and situations and people in life where the exact opposite of a point that I made on this show could absolutely apply to you. I want you to stay mentally pliable enough that you understand not everything that gets said to you is just etched in stone. It has to absolutely be this way. Because I get people who come to me asking me questions like that. They say, well, Dre, I heard you say such and such on your Instagram story, but you did a podcast episode like 3 months ago where you said something that seemed to be in complete contradiction to what you just said on your Instagram story. Well, which one is it? And the answer is both. It depends on the situation. Everything in life changes. People change. Situations change. A job can change. The sport that you play can change. The way that you think about yourself can change. What you do on a day-to-day basis can change. Your entire life can change in a snap of a finger. So you have to mentally be able, you got to mentally be open to that change. You got to be mentally malleable enough to understand that just because it was one way a year ago or yesterday doesn't mean it has to be that exact same way tomorrow. So don't let yourself to be hardened into a certain way of thinking about any point that you hear from me or anybody else or even one that you made for yourself, because things change, you change, situations always change, so you should be willing to make that change as quickly as the change happens, which is constant and oftentimes very quickly. I feel that most people in general, to get more into our point, and this is a disclaimer I'm gonna throw out before we get into it, I feel most people would benefit from listening to other people actually a whole lot less than they do. I think many people listen to other people's voices and opinions a lot more than they need to. However, there are some times where you should listen to other people, and I'm going to tell you exactly what those are here today so you can start listening out for them. Point number one, reason why you should listen to other people, one time or one reason why you should listen to other people, is because other people may see an angle which you have not seen. Somebody else can see something that you don't see. From where you stand, you see things a certain way, and I talked about this about a month ago in an episode where I told you about Michelangelo when he sculpted the Statue of David, and how the mayor of the city of Florence, who had actually commissioned David to make that sculpture, the mayor of the city looked at it and told Michelangelo, who was one of the greatest sculptors in the world, he told the greatest sculptor in the world, one of the greatest sculptors, hey, I don't think you did that right. I think the nose is too big. I don't think you did it as well as it could be done. Now, what the hell is the mayor of a city going to tell a sculptor about making a sculpture? Not much. But Michelangelo listened to him because this person was in a position of power, and it made sense for him business-wise, politically, to listen to this individual. And he went on a little charade to show this guy, hey, I'm going to work on the opinion that you gave. And all he did was change the guy's perspective. And when the perspective changed, that same mayor who had thought the nose was too big said the nose is perfect, even though nothing had changed about the nose. He changed the perspective. The point that I'm giving you here is just imagine that mayor of Florence being two different people, the one standing at the ground level looking up at the statue and the one standing on the scaffolding looking directly at the statue. Two different perspectives. He saw things completely differently. And this is the same thing with you. Since you can't be two different people, you may be the one on the scaffolding, the other person's on the ground. They're seeing a different perspective from you, meaning they're going to see something that you may not have noticed. They're going to look at something that you may be completely overlooking, no pun intended, because you're at a higher position. So someone at a lower position, you can see something that you're not noticing. Someone at a higher position can see something that you're not noticing. So don't always think that it has to be someone who has done more than you or been further than you who may have insight that you would not otherwise notice. I'll give you an example of this would be, let's say if you're a manager at a business, you're managing a restaurant, or you're the owner of a business and one of your frontline employees, this could be the administrator who takes the phone calls, or the front desk person who sees every person who walks in the front door, or the cleaning guy who's sweeping the floors in a restaurant while the customers are in there eating. They're noticing things that you would never notice because you're looking at the overall big picture. You're looking at the forest. They're looking at the trees. They can notice a whole lot of things that you wouldn't see. So you should very much value the opinion of the people who may be on the front lines while you're no longer on those front lines. And again, that could be in the business world, that could just be in life in general. People have angles. Everyone has an angle that you don't have, because nobody sees life the exact way that you see it. So there's always an opportunity that someone could notice something that you haven't noticed. Point number two, today's topic is, when does it make sense to listen to what other people think? Other people may know or have experience that you just don't have. I mean, that's a simple enough reason to listen to other people, right? If someone has experience that you don't have, that means they know something that you don't know. I've analogized many times on this show experience and knowledge. So you don't have knowledge until you have experience. You don't have knowledge of something if you have not personally experienced it. Now, you may have information. You can read somebody's book. If I write a book about hiking the Andes Mountains, and I write a book about it, you can read the book and have the information. Okay, this is what happens when you hike the mountains, and it could help you prepare a little bit better when you go to hike the mountain, but you don't have any real knowledge of hiking that mountain until you actually do it. The experience that other people have gives them knowledge that could help you better prepare or better navigate a situation once you get into it, simply because they've been through some things that you haven't been through. So when you meet someone who's been through things that you have not been through and you want to know about those things, ask a couple questions and then spend most of your time shutting up and listening, because you can learn a lot from another person who has experienced what you do not. Point number three, when you are trying to persuade people, and today's topic, again, is when it makes sense to listen to what others think. When you are in a position of persuasion, or at least trying to be in a position of persuading another person, yes, you're going to be doing some talking because you're trying to persuade them, but you also need to listen a little bit so that you know what makes another person tick. What is it that they care about? What is that person motivated? What drives another person? What does this person need? And this is in a sales situation, especially. If any of you work in sales, something you may have learned in sales, hopefully you learned in sales, was to ask questions, not just spit out all the information that you have about yourself or your products or your services, but to ask questions. What brings you into the showroom today? Why are you interested in the gym? What would buying this engine-powered lawnmower do for you? Why do you even care about what it is that we're offering? These are questions that you would ask when you're in a position of persuasion. The first thing you want to know is, what does that person need? Because when they tell you what they need, then you can tell her what you offer them or what you respond to them with in order to tell them, oh, hey, I have exactly what you need. But if you don't know what they need because you haven't asked any questions, you haven't listened to what they think, you won't be able to offer them the right thing. You may have the best product in the world, but if someone's not looking for your product, it doesn't matter how great your product is, because what they need is something completely different than what it is that you're offering. So this is the time when you need to listen. When you're trying to persuade another person, again, ask questions, pay attention, listen to what another person is saying, because they will tell you exactly what they need if you would ask them, and if you would stop talking for long enough to let them actually tell you, they'll tell you exactly how you can persuade them by presenting them exactly what they want. But you won't know, again, unless you listen. Point number four, today's topic is when it makes sense to listen to what other people think. When you are seeking to improve, when you want to get better at anything, you can ask somebody else. How can I get better? What do I need to do? How do I improve my game? This is the time that it makes sense to listen to other people. I told you the story a few episodes ago, maybe a few weeks, maybe a month ago, about how when I wanted to get better in basketball and I didn't know what to do, I asked the best player in my middle school, Brandon. I said, hey, what do I need to do to get better at basketball? He gave me some advice. One of those was buy a game. That means I need to go get some game. And the advice he gave me over the years morphed into what you listen to right now, which is work on your game. This is the disclaimer to this point. Of when you're seeking to improve, you got to be careful who you ask. Not everybody knows what you need to do to get better. Now, this is a time when you may need to look up. This is a time when you may need to reach up in your asking. Who is already where you want to be? What do they see in you? Hopefully you can ask somebody who has seen you. They've observed you in action a little bit, and they can tell you, okay, what you're doing here when you're in sales, you got to do this part better right here. When you're presenting the prices, maybe you can change up. Here's what I do when I present the prices compared to what you do. This may help you a little bit better. Or when you're playing basketball on defense, this is the way that I position myself. The way you've been positioning yourself, you're putting yourself at a disadvantage because you can't see the man and the ball at the same time. This is a time where you got to be very careful, and I would suggest that you reach up when you're asking and listening when it comes to you getting better. Look for someone who has already achieved exactly what you're trying to achieve, or at least part of what you're trying to achieve, and listen to what that person has to say about you getting better. You don't want to be the one. Every now and then I get a basketball player who comes to me and says something like, Dre, how can I fix my jump shot? And then they go on to explain the context of why they're asking the question is because they say, well, I think I'm a pretty good shooter, but all my friends and everybody at the park is telling me that my shot looks funny and I need to change it and there's something wrong with my form. So how can I fix my jump shot? And my reply to that is, well, how do you know that it's broken? I mean, you said you're a pretty good shooter, so what's wrong with your shot? Or who are the people who are telling you that something's wrong with your shot? Why are they telling you that? Are they saying because they don't like how it looks? Because it doesn't look like the person on TV? Because they think you need to do something about it? I mean, what is the actual evidence? What is the empirical evidence that proves something is wrong with it, that it needs to be fixed? Something is broken, that it needs to be repaired? Can you even answer the question? Most of the time, they cannot. Maybe you don't even need to change it. Maybe you do need to improve, but maybe that's not the thing that you need to improve on, and that's definitely not the reason why. See, this is why you got to be careful in who you ask when you're trying to get better. Make sure you're going to someone who has already achieved, at least in part, what you are trying to achieve in that area. And you may need multiple people for this. There may be one person who could tell you exactly what you need to do to improve in business, but a completely different person to tell you what you need to do to get in better shape, and another person to tell you what to do to manage your money, and another person to tell you what books to read, and another person to tell you how to go shopping and get the right clothing so that you look good when you present yourself at work or in the streets or the next blind date that you go on. So this may be completely different people in each category. You have to be smart enough to know what it is that I want. I mean, this is the root of almost everything that we talk about here. If you don't know what you want, what the actual outcome is, it'll be very hard to go get inputs and information and knowledge and or even to find the right people to ask questions of, because you don't even know what the outcome is that you want. Point number five. Today's topic is, when does it make sense to listen to what other people think? When you are building relationships, any type of relationship, whether that's somebody that you met on Tinder 3 hours ago, a person that you cold emailed because you want to get some information from them, if you're building a friendship, if you're building any type of relationship, this could be a relationship with a parent, a relationship with your child, repairing a relationship with a person you haven't talked to in a long time, a business relationship, even when you're making that sale. I mean, if it takes you 30 minutes to go through the sales cycle and sign someone up for that gym membership, that's a relationship that you're building right there. When you are building a relationship, it is your job to listen. It's not your job to talk. It is your job to listen. This is something that you heard my sister Latoya talk about in the episode where I interviewed her. She talked about the fact that when she goes to talk to someone who has achieved more than her, who she may be looking to get some knowledge from or be a mentor to her, all she wants to do is let that person talk, because people who are successful, and I told you this in the episode on mentors, and the full archive of this podcast, again, is at dreallday.com/podcast. People who have achieved like to talk about their achievements. People who have done great things love it when someone asks them, how did you do that great thing? What are the steps that you took? What kind of person did you need to be? What did you go through? People who achieve want to talk about how they achieved. All right? They'll gladly talk about the challenges. They'll talk about the successes. They'll talk about what they would tell somebody else, what they would do different. People want to talk about it. People love to talk about themselves, period. Even people who haven't achieved will love to tell you how they have not achieved. You ever hear somebody doing that? We call it complaining. All right. When someone doesn't have the outcome that they want, but they're telling you all the reasons why and how they did not get the outcome that they want, then we call that complaining, right? Bitching and moaning. People love doing that, don't they? If you listen to them, they will tell you all day all the complaints they got, all the reason the world is not treating them right, all the reason why this person stabbed them in the back, all the reason why office politics have kept them from getting that promotion. People love to talk about themselves, whether they're succeeding, failing, or doing absolutely nothing. So all you need to do if you want to build a relationship with someone is ask questions and let them talk. People will love you when you let them talk. You don't even have to say much and people are going to love you just because you stay quiet while they got to vent and express themselves to whoever it is that's willing to listen. That sympathetic ear, which happens to be you. All of us like to share. All of us like to talk. And there are a few of us who like to just listen to other people sharing and talking. So when you make yourself stand out by being that person, people are going to love you. People are going to flock to you. So this is the time when you want to listen to other people. Recapping today's topic, which is, when does it make sense to listen to what other people think, what other people got to say, other people's perspective? Number one. Now, the disclaimer, actually, before I get into reviewing the points, the disclaimer is, most of you need to listen to other people less. But there are times when you should listen to other people. And here they are. Number one. When another person sees an angle which you have not seen, and almost everybody can see an angle which you have not seen. Number two. When somebody may know or have experience that you do not have, someone's been through something you haven't been through and you want to go through it, you should definitely listen to that person. That sounds like very simple logic, but there are a lot of people who don't follow it. Point number three. When you're trying to persuade another person, you need to listen to them so that you know what they want, what motivates them, what they're actually going after. It's not about what you want to offer them, but what they actually want. When you offer someone exactly what they want, they'll take it, they'll pay for it. Point number four. when you are seeking to improve. You got to be careful with this one, though. Look for someone who has actually achieved the improvement that you're after, or achieved the thing that you're trying to improve to get to. Make sure you ask the right person. Don't ask just anyone for advice when it comes to improving, because a lot of people will have advice to offer, because a lot of people spend their lives watching instead of doing. So they'll have a lot of advice to offer you, but they may not have the expertise to actually tell you something useful. Point number five, when you're building relationships, it is your job to listen. You want somebody to like you and love you and adore you and want to hang with you, all you got to do is let them talk, because any one of us will talk all day if someone will be willing to listen to us. The problem is we all spend so much time talking, nobody listens. So separate yourself by being the one listening. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.